Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's guest is G-Man. We're going to play some of his music and wait for him to call in. All right, never mind. We're not going to play his music. I'm sorry about that. That's my error. He's on the line now. Listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Again, we're waiting on G-Man to call in. He should be calling in shortly. Some music.
I just wanna be.
Alright, listeners, you listen to G-Man song featuring, I hope I pronounced that, Devon or Devan. Be where you are. Hello, G-Man. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine, Ms. Butler. How are you?
I'm okay, sir, about the technical difficulties. I apologize. It's good to have you back on the show.
Well, I'm sitting here. Thanks for having me. I'm sitting here with a great man of God, Mr. Joseph Rosario, in Miami Beach, Florida.
Oh, okay. A great man of God. A minister,
yeah.
Then. Pastor. Okay. Is he your pastor?
Well, he's a pastor of everybody. Just put it like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, yeah, I'm doing an interview. You know, I had some other things going on today, taking care of some business and had a live performance, and I came over here to handle some more business, and now it ran into the interview time, so I was rushing to get to you.
So where are you performing at? If the listeners are in Miami, Florida, will they be able to buy a ticket to see you or come and see you?
You know, they can get a sneak preview next Sunday at the Big Boss Mansion. And I do believe you have that information that you can pass on to your listeners later. It's the address is it's in Miami Beach, and it's right offhand. It's like 165th Street in Miami Beach. And the exact address you can get to the listeners later, because them notes are not in front of me right now. But they can get a free sneak preview of the original G-Men of hip-hop, introducing real school hip-hop, the new facet of the hip-hop culture that myself has introduced to the game.
Oh, okay, that is great. That is wonderful. Now, you know what the listeners want to know about. I guess, I don't know if you realize, not your show. Your G-Men, they want to know what's going on with it and when will it be on, what network and times, and is it coming on, and what's going on with that?
Which show are you talking about, the reality show or the...
The reality show, yes.
Well, the reality show is called Big G the Bodyguard. G-Man the Bodyguard. The book is called Big G the Bodyguard, My Life and Time Protecting the Stars. But the reality show is called G-Man the Bodyguard, and we just finished shooting the video sizzle reel for it, and the networks are just getting ready to get their copies and start doing some bidding on it. They expressed a whole lot of interest in G-Man the Bodyguard, you know, coming from the aspects of being in this hip-hop culture since its infancy, you know, one of the founders of the game, to being in this game since 1976 to now, and then being God blessed to be able to be a professional bodyguard who's done bodyguard some of the who's of the who's, from the Tom Hanks to the Morris Chestnut to the Vivica Foxes the list goes on and on to everybody from Barry White to Patti LaBelle to Rick Ross to the list just goes on and on. I could sit here for days and talk about the Shirelles and the Alexander O'Neills, and the list will just go forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I more than understand. You bodyguarded a lot of people.
Yes, and
the show
gives a picture of what it takes to get clients from point A to point B safe. And the catch to this whole bodyguard reality show is that as a bodyguard, I have a lot of attributes, and a few of them are being a chef by trade, you know, with a culinary degree, being able to do my clients' hair, male and female, being able to do some hairstyles for some of the female clients, as well as cut hair for some of the male artists, and, you know, and doing a little subcontracting, you know, being able to do some things that, you know, my God has endowed me with, you know what I mean, to do a little bit of quite a few things, which is exciting to some people, and not to mention being an entertainer and an MC myself.
That. Okay. All right. Yes, you are an entertainer, an artist. have you, we already answered that. Are there any co-stars in your reality show, G-Man, The Bodyguard? You have any co-stars, our leading lady?
Well, yeah, well, there's a few surprises. I'll leave it at that without getting into any specifics. There's going to be quite a few surprises and twists to this whole reality show situation. And I can't give away some of the secrets and some of the things that's going on. It's going to be a lot of surprises. And, yes, there are some co-stars to answer that.
Okay. Okay, so you're performing on Miami Beach, 1050 5th Street, am I right?
Yes. Yes, and I think it's on February 16th and 17th. I'll be downtown Miami with me, Gladys Knight, the OJs, you know, Chaka Khan, a whole slew of celebrities who will be performing and appearing, and it'll be an award ceremony. Who yours truly, meaning you, is also being honored that night. Ain't that something? I seen your name on the roster for a big award.
Yes, G, but I don't consider myself in that league. You know, but
and that's good. It's good to be humble, but take what they give it.
Hello?
It's good to be humble, but take it if it's given, because sometimes people see the work that you put in when you don't. And I don't care nothing about all the Soul Chain Music Awards, and I don't care nothing about all the accolades that can come along with this business, because I never got into this for the money. When I helped create this hip-hop game, been in this hip-hop game since its infancy, I never cared about the money. It wasn't about the money. It was about helping save our youth. It was about building in the cipher. And when I say building in the cipher, no, I do not mean passing the mic around and freestyling. I'm talking about talking to young men, helping them become better men in the household as well as in the society, talking to the youth and teaching them that it's okay to be an individual and do what they need to do. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm feeling it. The youth really need guidance. I'm not saying the parents are failing them, but the media and some of the rap music is definitely leading them astray. And, G, there's something wrong with my it says I only have 90 seconds left, so I don't know what's going on with my show. I'm sorry, listeners. It's technical difficulties. It's messing up on me. So I'm going to have the I hate to do this. I'm going to have to go off the air. I set the time right, but this is blog talk stuff, so I apologize.
It's okay. If we get cut short, but don't mean we can't pick back up.
Okay, yeah. You want to start again in about 15 minutes?
I sure will. Just reach out to me, and I'll reach back out to you, because it's important that people hear what's going on out here in this hip-hop game.
Yes, and I apologize.
I know you
really want to hear G-Man. He got a lot of listeners before, 400 and something, and I apologize, but the site itself is messing up. So I'm going to hang up, and we're going to come back at about 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. All right.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Priscilla.
All right. You're welcome.